for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday evening, September the 5th, 1993. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park. D.D. Fletcher is the speaker of the evening.
When we first met the Fletchers, you heard Irma say how she felt the Holy Spirit leap in her when they called Walter up to say a word at a place where we were at in Fort Worth, Texas. And since then, well, we've come to love this family and to be blessed when they're here to bless us. And I tell you, the anointing of the Lord flows, moves through them. Walter is a teacher that the Lord has put in the body of Christ. And he's found out that there's other places besides black churches that like to hear him teach. And there's other places, and that us white folks love to hear the anointing of the Lord come through his wife and through him both. So we're just blessed to have them. And this young lady there, their daughter, the Lord is moving on her and helping her to a prayer warrior. She is a prayer warrior. And also to sing with her mother and to the anointing of the Lord to rest on her. And we just bless them as they come to minister this evening.
Say, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Praise God. The Lord's good. Amen. That's right. All the time. All the time. God's good. We have a couple of songs that we're going to minister. One of them so identified with what Brother Golden was sharing with today, and you'll see as. But I believe God wants to begin to give us a vision of heavenly things that we can begin to think eternally. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand up one more time for this song. You've had country, now you have to have gospel. I told Brother Jack I was going to get him back. Oh, listen to the words of this song. I think they'll bless you. I want you to worship with me with this song.
Dream of a city called glory. So bright and so fair. When I entered the gates, I cried, "Holy!" The angels all met me there. Mansion to mansion, and all the sights I saw, and I said, I want to see Jesus. Oh, gates of that city. My loved ones all knew me well. They took me down the street of heaven. Oh, the seeds, too many to tell. I saw Abraham, Jacob, and Isaiah talked with Mark and Timothy.
This couple, we love Jack and Carol, and we love Deanna. And if there was any way possible, I believe that we would just kind of get together and travel all over the country. I'm in a lot of places that I long for these women, that I wish that they were there with me to minister. And like Brother Jack said, we're not vying for space here. We just want to hear the word of the Lord. And I know there's a deposit in this woman, and I just want her to share what God's put on her heart. So whatever time is left, then I'll share what the Lord has given me. I know God has a word for you tonight, but I really just, I want to release her to say what God wants her to say, because I know God has somebody here that he wants to hear it. Bless you, sweetheart.
You know, Didi asked me during the song service to share something. You know, we were driving, and Carol has all these sermons, and she says, well, I got to take all my sermons and see what God will have me to preach. And I'd say, well, I got to get all one of mine, you know. But, you know, the Lord has a calling, and he longs for worship. When Dee Dee was singing, there's an anointing on some people to usher you up into the presence of the Lord. And I believe part of that is character, and I believe part of that is integrity. And I believe part of that is a thirst after righteousness. If you don't thirst after righteousness, you're not going to be filled. And if you don't do behind-the-scenes warfare and behind-the-scenes prayer, you're going to have nothing when you come up here. You know, and when Dee Dee was singing that song, Holy, I saw angels start filling the rooms in my mind's eye. And there's angels all around this room because God said, I am longing for worship. I'm longing for your worship. I'm longing for you. And I want to ask, did you know that the word worship, the Greek word for that means to kiss? Did you know that? Did you know that? You know, the Lord wants our worship. He wants our love. And the first thing that we got to do before we have any ministry at all, we've got to fall in love with the Lord. He doesn't want what we can do for him. He doesn't want our talents. He wants us. He wants us. And he wants us to fall in love with him. And one of the things just since I've been at this camp, I was thinking about the books of the Bible and the stories in the Bible. And just in my heart, since I've been here, I was jotting little notes of what Jesus means to me and how drab life would be without the Lord. And so I was taking a little run through, and I was thinking of these words. When Jesus passes by you, has he passed by you? And I thought about when Jesus passes by you, he'll knock you off your horse. And not only will he knock you off your horse, but he will punch your lights out. And I'm talking about, look at Saul on the road to Damascus. He not only knocked him off his horse and punched his lights out so that in the end he could receive spiritual sight. And sometimes he's got to knock us down so we can receive spiritual sight. Amen. Amen. And when has he passed by you? When Jesus passes by, he'll stir your waters. What about the pool of Bethesda? When the lame man, and Bethesda means mercy, and I want some mercy in my life. And when the waters were stirred, he said, I have no man to put me in. And so, you know, he said, the angel comes and stirs the water, and there's no man to put us in. But we have a direct outline with the God right now that he can put us in when the waters are stirred. And if you want to get saved, delivered, or whatever, you just can't do it when you want to. You have to do it when the waters are stirred. The Holy Ghost says, I will not always strive with man. You can't come to the Lord when you want to. The Holy Spirit has to draw you. You can't repent when you want to. It is a gift to repent, and then it will feel good. You'll feel cleansed. It won't be a chore, and you will feel light. When Jesus passes by, he'll shake your tree. Didn't he shake Zacchaeus? And he said, come down from that tree right now. And he'll shake your tree. And maybe some family members will fall out, but they're going to come along the way. They're going to join you along the way. So don't get shook up when he shakes your tree. Just come down and go to Jesus and fellowship with him. When Jesus passes by, he'll throw mud in your eye. Listen. He'll throw mud in your eye. Didn't he do that with the blind man? Listen, that is a spiritual blindness, isn't it? We all have mud in our eye, and it's a spiritual blindness, but God wants to set us free. I was blind, but now I see. When Jesus passes by, your fortress and your walls are going to come down. The walls of Jericho came down. Didn't they come down? And those walls in your life are going to come down. Those hindrances in your life are going to come down. Those things that Satan has held back as it were a big wall with his finger in that dike, that finger's coming out, and those blessings and those answers are going to start to come. I believe it. I believe it. With all of my heart, I believe it. When Jesus passes by, he'll rock your boat. Yes, he will. Didn't he? Just as Jack preached, didn't he get in that boat and the waves came and everything? I'll tell you, he's going to rock your boat until you repent and kneel to him and go his way. He's going to shake you up from the inside out in Jesus' name. He is looking for us. He wants you. He wants you. He wants you. When Jesus passes by, he'll make you a basket case. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He'll make you a basket case. He put Moses in a basket and floated him down the river and hid him until he brought him to a time of maturity that he wanted to call him forth as a deliverer. Amen. Amen. And he'll put you, as it were, maybe in a basket, and he'll keep you hid until you mature. And he says, now I need a deliverer. I need a deliverer for this generation. I need a deliverer for the people that you come in contact with. I need a deliverer. And it is time. You are mature. And now it's time for you to go before Pharaoh, which is a type of Satan, and say, let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. In Jesus' name. And you're not going to be afraid. And he's going to give you the word. Going to look at their faces and not be afraid, because when the Lord moves through you, everything is going to fall and come down. And not only that, I believe we can take the spoils of Egypt like they did. Amen. I think it's time. When Jesus passes by, he'll mess up your funeral. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Every funeral he went by, he raised him up. Yes. Yes, he did. I hope they got their money back from the coroner. Yes. Every person that was dead, he said, arise and be healed in the name of Jesus. And there's dead people hanging around us, and we want them to arise. Amen. 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 Yes. When Jesus passes by, he'll rattle your cage. I'm serious. He'll rattle your cage. Did not Paul and Silas, were not they in the prison at midnight? Did not they sing praises unto God, and the earth shook and the cage was rattled and the prison doors were open? And a lot of you have a lot of prison doors in your life, your personal life, that is keeping you hindered. Well, it is time we rattle our cage and say, Satan, I want out. I am going to praise God until God opens up that door. I am going to praise him at the midnight hour. I'm going to praise him at the darkest hour of my life. I will not curse God, as Job's wife said, why don't you curse God and die? No, no, no. If you hang on, as Jack sings, till the answer comes, it's going to come. And you know why? It comes at a late hour, so God can get all the glory, and you didn't do it through the arm of the flesh. No one can get the glory but God. In Jesus' name, isn't that true? Isn't that true? And all the doors are open, and when Jesus passes by, I'm telling you, rocks are going to fly. Yes. Didn't they try to stone Stephen? Listen, but you know what happened? When the rocks fly, you're going to see the glory of God manifested. When the rocks fly, you're going to see the glory of God manifested in your life. You know, you can't have a great victory without a great battle. Amen. We all want to have good testimonies, but we have to go through a battle and a warfare to get it. But you know what? The story of Stephen, you know what? He saw the glory of God before they took him out of the city to stone him. He said, I see Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. Listen, when you endure, God, even Jesus will stand up and intercede for you. He loves you so much. He wants to see you come through. When Jesus passes by, you're going to get fruity. Yes, you are. Barrenness will be removed. And the opposite of barrenness is fruit. And there is fruit. There is spiritual fruit. There's financial fruit. There's ministry fruit. There's relationships that is fruit. Listen, God wants us to be a tree with fruit on us. He wants us to be a sweet aroma unto him in Jesus' name. And when Jesus passes by, the devil will try to cook your goose and boil you in oil. What did he do to John the Revelator? He tried to boil him in oil. But it wasn't his time to go, because God still had to work for him. And I'm telling you, there are people that they feel that they have cooked your goose. But the last word isn't over. And that oil is not going to boil until God says, now I am done. No way, Jose. Listen, no way. And there's a lot of us that have been depressed because we feel that we're in oil up to here and it's boiling. But I'm telling you that God has the last word. They put the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace and they came out not even smelling like smoke. And I know that we can come through trials and tribulations and not even smell like it. We can have a sweet aroma of the Holy Ghost. And God put when Jesus passes by, the devil tried to have you for lunch. Look what he did with Daniel in the lion's den. And what did he do? He closed the mouths of those lions. Listen, he can close the mouths of your enemies just like that. Listen, God has you in the palm of his hand. God has you in the palm of his hand. And it is time that I'm tired of being beaten up and cast around and all that. Listen, let's raise up and let's pray. You know, let's get some answers, because he's in charge. He is in charge. And when God passes by, you'll dance to a tune of a different drummer. Didn't Peter and John go by the lame man at Gate Beautiful and say, silver and gold have I none? And boy, he got up and started two-stepping and leaping and praising God. Didn't he do that? And he says the Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing. The Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing. But there's grief in some of you, and there's just heartache, and you don't feel like dancing. You know, and sometimes we judge people when they don't dance. We think, oh, well, they're not spiritual, or they're not with the Lord, or they're backslidden, or something like that. You know, they might need a touch on the inside first so that they can leap and praise God. Because God loves people so much. You know, a story that has been burning in my heart, I read recently, you might have read this story about many years ago about a man that was a circuit rider named Peter Cartwright. And he loved God, and he was an intercessor, and he loved people. And he went to this inn, and in those days, certain inns had like a barroom floor, and you could rent rooms to sleep in upstairs. Well, he didn't stay in those places because of the saloon and all that. He went to one town, and they were all full. So he had to stay in one of those places where they had a dance and a saloon and everything. And he was upstairs praying, and the music started, and he could hear all that. And the Lord spoke to him. He just loved people, saved and unsaved, so much. And that had been God flowing through him, that he went down to where the people were. And the Lord spoke to him and said, go ask that girl to dance. Now, this was many years ago. And he said, well, God, I don't believe in dancing. I'm a good Methodist preacher, and I preach against it. I don't believe in that. And the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, go ask that girl to dance. So he went over to the girl, and he asked her to dance. Of course, she was elated. He took her out on the dance floor, and he said, well, there's something that I always do before I do anything. I always pray. So he immediately, in the middle of the dance floor, fell to his knees and started praying. And all of a sudden, as he was praying, she fell over and was slain in the spirit. And then he just kept on praying, and all of a sudden he heard kerplop, kerplop, kerplop. And everybody on the dance floor and the musicians were all slain in the spirit in that place because the glory of God came down in Jesus' name. And he stood up and he started preaching to them, and the power of God was on them. They couldn't even get up. So they had to listen to him preach flat on their backs. Jack says you can come the easiest way you want to come. But they all got saved, and the glory of God filled that room. But it because he spent time in prayer and he had a love for people. I'm telling you, God loves you so much. If we could get a revelation of the love of God, we would be rejoicing. We'd be dancing around his throne. We'd be worshiping him. And God has a purpose and a plan for all of us. I am here to tell you, he loves us so much. And some of us have been beaten up a little bit in life, but let's go on. Let's forgive and let's go on. Lord, heal the bruises and take us on. Listen, God has a calling for us. And he loves us so much. He loves us so much. And there's so much that he can give us. I believe God can do anything. I believe he can do anything. And I believe the joy of the Lord can be our portion. And that's even what we've been praying for in our ministry, is more joy to come in. Because you need joy to fight some battles. Amen. And it's good to laugh sometimes. We travel a lot, and we saw a sign recently in front of a church. And it said, if your dog tired at night, maybe you've been growling all day. You know, listen, that, you know, and that might, unless you're in services all day, I don't know. But God loves us so much, and he wants to meet your needs tonight. And I believe Dee Dee has a word of the Lord. Let's roll up our sleeves. Let's receive what God has for us tonight, and then maybe we'll pray at these altars. And if you don't desire it, nothing's going to happen for you. You've got to pull down the glory of God. You've got to want it and hunger after it, thirst after it. Like I just wrote in a newsletter recently about Hannah. She refused to be comforted until the answer came. She was barren, and her husband loved her, and he said, I know you want children, but I love you. Aren't I better than 10 sons? And she said, no, 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 I want a child from God. And she was in the temple just petitioning God, and Eli thought she was drunk. That was the spiritual discernment he had. But you know, God sometimes allows you to be misunderstood just to see how much you're going to press into him with what you want. And she said, no, I'm not drunk. She said, I need a son. He said, okay, God's going to grant that to you. But had she received the comfort of her husband, had she received the comfort of that priest, she would have her barrenness would have never been removed. She would have never received a son. And there's things like that, even in ministry, things in your personal life that God said, I want you to press into me with everything that you have. I want you to press into me to get those answers that I can remove your barrenness in your life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. We just worship you, Lord. And we pray that the glory of God would come down right now, Father. We pray that the glory of God would fall on us, Father. Remove our barrenness tonight. Remove our barrenness tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we press into that holy place. We press into the glory place. Father, we want answers. Father, we long for you and we worship you, Lord. And we're going to praise your name. We long for you, Lord. We long for you, Lord. We worship you and we praise your name. We magnify your name. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise your name. We praise your name. We magnify your name, O Lord. We magnify your name. We magnify your name, O Lord. We magnify your name, O Lord. We magnify your name, God. We call it down. We call down the anointing of God. We call down healing this night. We call down healing this night. We call down the ministry gifts this night. We call it down, Father. We call it down. We praise your name. We magnify your name, God. We want to be put in the pool of Bethesda, God. Father, we long for you. We long for you and we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Lord. Father, let the glory of God come down like never before in this place. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Rabasandria Bashandria Basor Rabasandria. Oh, Rabasandria Ramashandra Rabasandria Basor Rabasandria. He Kandria Masandria Masida Rabasandria Masandria. He la 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 Masandria 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 Masor Rabasandria. He Kandria Masandria, bring that down. Bring it down, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Walter and Dee Dee, I feel like the word that keeps coming to me is you haven't even tasted of what I have for you. You haven't even tasted what I have in store for you. You don't even know what's over the next mountain, but I have good things in store for you, and that mountain is going to be removed. It's going to be cast in the sea, as it were, and I have good things in store. And there's some areas that I want to bless you in for your faithfulness. There's some things that you've done behind the scenes that no one knows about that were acts of obedience and acts of faithfulness. But I've seen it, and I am going to reward that in due time openly. And it's going to be a fast thing once I do it. It's going to be pretty fast. And the exposure that you have now is nothing compared to what I have for you. Just stay before me, and I will raise you up. I will bring you forth. I will bring you among men. And there's times, Walter, the Lord says unto you that he is going to bring you among men of great influence, of great influence. And in that hour, he's going to give you maybe even just a sentence of wisdom that's going to pierce their very soul and their very spirit. But it's just going to be, it's not going to have to be a long dissertation or anything, but the word of God will be short and sweet, but it will answer those questions that they have and bring the need. It's kind of like I see an angel of the Lord taking that coal off of that fire, and it's going to be what you need for that hour. You're going to need, as it were, burning lips to speak the holy things of God in Jesus' name. And because you've guarded those things, the two of you have guarded and you've reverenced the Holy Spirit, I am pleased with that. I want the Holy Spirit and I want the reverencing of the anointing of God. And God says he sees how you've carried that, as it were, as kind of like embers inside of you, like little tiny embers and all that. And there's times that Dee Dee, I feel that you've been disturbed with some things inside, but the Lord says that was the Holy Spirit being disturbed. And he said, I'm going to teach you how to pray even more over that. You've moved into that, but I'm going to teach you more on how to pray over those little disturbances that you feel. But reverence the holy things of God, and I'll take you higher into a higher realm and a higher dimension that you know not of. You know not of. It's going to be at times so holy that you even won't even want to speak in those times that the Lord draws you into that chamber. And he's going to minister to you in that way. And it's going to be things sometimes that you can't even share with other people. It's going to be so intimate. But they will see the reflection of it on your life. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands and just let it come down. I want everybody to bless this couple right now, to move your hands toward them. Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name, let it come down, let it come down, let it come down. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we thank you and we bless them. Father, we drive back the enemy that has hounded them in Jesus' name at times. I put the wall of a ring of fire of the Holy Ghost around them for protection. A ring of fire of the Holy Ghost around them for protection. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. The anointing is precious. It's sweet. Yes, Lord, we raise our hands and we worship you, Father. We worship you, Lord. Father, we reverence the holy things of God. And Father, we say, forgive us for every time that we've defiled our bodies, defiled the temple, Lord, defiled the sanctuary, Lord. Father, we ask, God, that you would purge us, Lord, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, Rabba Sandria, Masandria, Makora, Masirida, Masi. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We praise your name. Father, we ask that you fill us up afresh and anew. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Father. We worship you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes. Counter-tenor.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't that a good word?
Now, you would have missed that. And I'm so thankful that the Lord prompted my heart to have her speak, because it's just wonderful. Amen?
Amen.
All the things that happen when Jesus is passing by. Boy, that'll preach, won't it? I tell you, all you preachers that are thieves, get a hold of that and take it back. I want to talk to you tonight. As I was praying before the Lord, I've been asking God, what would he have me speak to you? And God began to speak to me a number of weeks ago about the message of sounding the trumpet. And that's what I want to talk to you tonight. Sound the trumpet. Say that with me.
Sound the trumpet.
Sounding the trumpet. You know, there is a lot that's being trumpeted in this hour. There's a lot that's being trumpeted in this hour. Can you say amen? 1 Corinthians 14, 7 and 8 says, why don't you turn there and we'll look at it a minute. My translation may read a little bit different than yours. I have New American Standard. It's what Paul used. 1 Corinthians 14, 7 and 8. Is that what I want? Maybe it's 6. Is that it? Okay. Yet even lifeless things, even flutes or harps, in producing a sound, if they do not produce a distinction in the tone, how will it be known what is played on the flute or on the harp? For if the bugle becomes an indistinct sound, who will prepare himself for battle? Your translations might say, if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who will prepare themselves for battle? And I believe we have had a lot of uncertain sounds that have been coming forth through the body of Christ. We have had things trumpeted at us. We didn't know which way to turn. We didn't know whether to go left, whether to go right. Many of you probably have been in the military. I have not. But as we lived in San Diego, many times I would watch the Navy men as they would march and different things, and they would have to bring them and teach them how to march. And that drill sergeant would have them going in a right direction. And many times when they first start, they'd be walking on one another's feet, and he'd tell them to hut this way or hut that way, and they'd be running into one another until you finally find out what the sound is that's being told to you to know which way to turn. And God is trumpeting in this hour to his people. He's saying, he's giving a distinct sound to the people of God. And that's what I want to talk to you tonight. If you talk to you about tonight in Numbers 10 and verse 2. Go with me there for a minute. We'll look at that. Numbers 10, if you're there, say amen.
Amen.
The Lord spoke further to Moses, saying, make yourself two trumpets of silver, of hammered work, and you shall make them, and you shall use them for summoning the congregation and for having camp set out. How many of you know this is an hour when God is gathering his people together?
Amen.
It says that when both are blown, all the congregation shall gather themselves. Say all.
All.
When the trumpet was blown in the midst of God's people, the congregation knew that it was time for them to assemble and to gather together. It's time, church, for us to stop going here, there, and everywhere, because God is sounding a trumpet that's saying, gather the godly ones unto me. Gather my people into my presence. And I tell you, if you have a heart to hear and an ear to hear what God is saying, you're going to hear the sounding of the trumpet. God is saying, it's time to gather unto him. It's time to come unto him. It says, when that trumpet was blown, the people knew that it was time for them to gather at the tent of meetings. Yet, if only one trumpet is blown, the leaders, the heads of divisions of Israel, shall assemble before you. This was said because all of there was a time when the leaders needed to come together. And if we've seen anything now, it's a time when God is saying to the leaders, begin to come together. Let's break down all these walls and partitions that have kept the body of Christ separated. We are delighted in the fact as we travel through the body of Christ, we're seeing Baptists begin to come together with Pentecostals. We're seeing Methodists and different ones saying, listen, we're tired of all of these things that we're doing. It's time for the people of God to begin to rally together, because God's sounding a trumpet and he's saying, let my leaders come together. I've got something that I want to say to them. And I tell you, it excites our heart as we travel through the body of Christ and we see people saying, I just want to know what God is saying. I just want to know what God is doing in this hour. I'm not interested in what my shingle says anymore. We were so excited. We were in a Baptist church about 2 weeks ago, Baptist convention about 2 weeks ago. If they hadn't said Baptist, you would have never known they were Baptist. Honey, those people were shouting and they were falling out under the power and they were running around the church. And I got so tickled because the young people were shouting and the older people were coming up trying to hold them. And it was just like a holy fountain that was, it would go over and they would just kind of get drunk and just start dancing around. But why? Because God is sounding a trumpet. It doesn't matter what the shingle is on the door anymore. God said, I show up where I'm wanted. Come on, you all say amen. You know it's right. Hallelujah. Come on, you got to talk to me now. When God's blowing the trumpet for the leaders to come, it says, but when you blow an alarm, the camp that is pitched on the east side shall set out. And when you blow an alarm the second time, the camps that are pitched on the south shall set out. An alarm is to be blown for them to set out. I want to tell you something. God is sounding an alarm. He's saying it's time for you to move out. Didn't we hear that in the prophetic word? God says, I'm bringing about change. God's beginning to move you out of your places of complacency. He's beginning to move you out of your comfort zones. He's beginning to move you off of the back row to the front row. He's beginning to take that one who said, I can't talk, I don't have anything to say. God said, no, you don't, but I'll put a word in your mouth, and it'll be a word in season and in time. God is beginning to take those who who thought they were of insignificance and saying, I'll take them and use them for my honor and for my glory. God is sounding an alarm and he's calling his people forward. And he wants you to know that he's beginning to move. God is constantly on the move. Did you know that?
Amen.
Do you know he never goes back?
Amen.
He only goes forward.
Amen.
You know what happened to Israel when they decided that they wanted to settle down in one place? The Bible says that the Amalekites came and slew the hinder parts of Israel. Why? Because they liked a part of where they had come to and they didn't want to go any farther. It isn't changed today. When the alarm sounds and God says, pack it in, come on, we're going forward, then we have to decide, God, wherever you go, I'm going. I'm going to follow you, Lord, wherever you go. The alarm is sounding, church. It isn't just some words that I'm saying. I'm telling you that God is sounding an alarm in the ears of his people. All right, it says, when the convening of this, I'm in verse 7. And when convening the assembly, however, you shall blow without sounding alarm. And the priestly sons of Aaron, moreover, shall blow the trumpets, and they shall be for you a perpetual statute throughout your generations. And when you go to war in the land against the adversary who attacks you, then you shall sound the alarm with the trumpets, that you may be remembered before the Lord and be saved from your enemies. That alarm is sounding, and I tell you, God has a people that is sounding that alarm.
Amen.
I believe we've heard the sound of the trumpet this week. Come on. We've heard the sound of the trumpet. God has brought his prophets, he's brought his different ones here to begin to make you aware of what God is doing in this hour. He said he wouldn't hide it from you, that he would bring his prophets and his apostles and they would begin to tell you what God was doing ahead of time. And God has done that. He's brought and began to let different ones come. I thought of that scripture that says, watchmen, what of the night? Because there's God sets a watchman on the wall that watches everything that's going on. And he begins to watch and he's walking back and forward and to see when the enemy's going to try to come and bring an ambushment against God's people. And as that watchman begins to walk, God says, listen, there's an ambushment going on over here. And you have somebody like Brother Speed who comes in and tell you what's going on behind the scenes. Oh, hallelujah. We need to thank God for the trumpet that's been blown in our midst. So many times we want somebody to come in and preach a rousing sermon. But God says, sit down a minute and listen what I've got to say to you. And it excites my heart when I hear God bringing different ones in and beginning to speak to his people. That God might begin to stir us up. Because we get complacent as Christians. We get happy about being in our little churches and our four walls. And we decide that this is good enough and I don't want to do anything else. And God's blowing the trumpet saying, oh no. Oh, no, I'm beginning to move. I'm beginning to stir up some things.
Yeah.
You know, he did that with the apostles. They were in Jerusalem, and they were having a jolly good time. And all of a sudden, persecution came. And it said it spread them to the uttermost parts of the world. And God is bringing, he's going to bring some more persecution upon us so we'll get out of the places where we are and begin to witness and talk to some people who need to hear about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. You know, as I was studying this out today, I began to read, and God brought me to 2 Kings in chapter 8. And out of this time where when there's alarm sounding, I believe that God is definitely sounding alarm today because we have a rampant spirit of Jezebel and Ahab that is running rampant throughout our churches. It's not only running rampant throughout our churches, it's running rampant throughout our government. It's running rampant in our families. But do you know there's a spirit that is birthed out of that coming together of Ahab and Jezebel. And it was the spirit of Athaliah.
Yeah, that's
right. Athaliah was born to the union of Jezebel and Ahab. And the spirit of Athaliah has some characteristics. The first one is that she instructs to do evil. She instructs to do evil. The second is that she seeks to destroy all royal offspring. Thirdly, she usurps the throne. For 6 years, Athaliah ruled, which is also the number of men. Fourthly, she is known for her wickedness. But how many of you know that God always has a witness? God always has a light. If you go with me to 2 Kings, I'm sorry, we'll look at this story of Athaliah. 2 Kings 11. Well, I got more water and I know what to do with it. Thank you. It says, when Athaliah, the mother of saw that her son was dead, she rose and destroyed all the royal offspring. But Jochebed, the daughter of the king of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons who were being put to death, and placed him and his nurse in the bedroom. So they hid him from Athaliah, and he was not put to death. Now, as we see this, God always has a witness. God took Joash, and he hid him in the bedchamber. He hid him in that intimate place. And listen, there's a time when God will take you and he will hide you in the intimate place. He will hide you so he can teach you some things of being intimate with God. He will bring you into a loving relationship, even as Deanna talked about earlier, that God wants to bring us into a place of worshiping him, of all of our heart response flowing out to him, that we know that we don't have a life unless our life is bowed before the Lord, unless everything that we have is given unto the Lord. That's what worship is all about. But Joash was taken and he was hidden in that intimate place. And it says in the 7th year, that Jehoiada the priest brought captains of hundreds of the carets of the guards, and he brought them into the house of the Lord. And then he made a covenant with them, and he put them under an oath in the house of the Lord, and he showed them the king's son. And he commanded them, saying, this is the thing which you shall do. He says, 1/3 of you is going to be in the house of the Lord. And 1/3 is going to be in the gates. And that's a beautiful picture of the places of authority. He says, you're going to be in the gates, keeping watch over the Lord's house. In verse 8, he tells them, he says, I want you to surround the king. And I want, it's a wonderful picture of the Lord being in our midst, surrounding the king. And then in verse 11, he says, and the watchman stood with his weapons in his hand. Listen, I remember the story of Nehemiah when they were battling because Sanballat had come and he kept trying to discourage them from repairing the wall. And it said finally that Nehemiah began to tell them, he said, we're going to have to build and battle. We're going to have to build on one hand, but we're going to have our swords in our other hand. And listen, this is a time as we're building and God is putting things together that you got to continue to have your sword in your hand. Don't be a swordless Christian. You got to be prepared for war. This is what's the matter with so many of God's people. They're not prepared for war. They're not prepared for the things that the enemy is doing. And then all of a sudden he comes and catches you blindsided and you wonder, how did this thing ever happen? But God says that the watchman is to have his sword in his hand. I was reading in Revelation today, it says that the sword of the Lord was in the Lord's mouth. And as God begins to herald his word forward, that sword is going to be in your mouth. And you begin to speak the word of the Lord, and God will let the word go forth as a sword, dividing asunder soul and spirit. God will put a word in your mouth, I tell you tonight. You might think you don't have anything to say, but God will stir you up. You'll begin to let something stir inside of you, and you'll think, oh, Lord, what do I say to these people? But God will begin to put something in your mouth. He'll begin to stir you because you've got something to say. You have a hope that lies within you, and you can begin to tell people of the resurrection life of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, there are people all over the world that are looking for answers. And so many times they come to the church and they don't find the answers that they're looking for. We put them out because they don't look just so. They don't smell just right. They come in and they're drunk. Where is a drunk need to go but to the house of the Lord? They come in with AIDS and you're all sitting with your righteous robes wrapped around you. Where should an AIDS victim come to but to the church so he can be healed? Where should the dope addict come but to the church? And we ought to have the ability to set them free from the whatever it is that's holding them bondage. This is battling under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You've got to have your sword in your hand. Watchmen, have the sword of the Lord in your hand. In verse 12, it says that the king was ushered in. And I tell you, when the king is ushered in, there's great rejoicing. And the trumpet was sound when the king was ushered in. Athaliah was in. She was doing her thing. But I tell you, when the king gets ushered in to his kingdom, there is no end. And his reign is over all. And he reigns forever and forever and forever and forever. Hallelujah. It's a righteous kingdom. And we have a king that shall reign forever and ever. I tell you, when the king gets ushered into our midst, there's great rejoicing that goes on in the house of the Lord. When the king is ushered in our midst, you'll begin to stand up on your feet and begin to clap, and you'll begin to dance, and you'll begin to run, and you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to stand up, and you'll begin to jump up and down. Why? Because the king has come into your midst. Oh, he may have seemed like he was hidden from you, but I tell you, when the king is ushered in, oh, he's establishing a kingdom, and it's greater than the kingdom of Satan. I tell you, he rules over all. God has everything in control. It might seem like that the wicked is having it a heyday, but I tell you, the righteous are getting stronger and stronger. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Athaliah comes in, but the king is already standing by his pillar. That pillar is a sign of the covenant that the king made, first with himself, and then he made a covenant with the Lord. And then he made a covenant with the people, and he committed the people to the Lord. And the king was already standing by his pillar, and the trumpets for feasting were sounded. And there was a rejoicing and a blowing that the rightful king was on his throne. Did you hear me? The rightful king had taken his place upon his throne. And they said, "Seize Athaliah. We won't kill her in the house of the Lord. But seize her and take her to the horse gate." And they seized her and they took her to the horse gate. And they put her to death there. The horse gate is a place, and it's a beautiful sign of power and of overcoming. And I want to tell you, God says that Athaliah spirit has to be put to death. It cannot live. It is the thing that has come to birth out of the meeting together of Ahab and Jezebel. But God wants that spirit to be put to death, that the rightful king might begin to reign upon his throne. God wants us to be overcomers. Did you hear me? God wants us to be overcomers. And that means you got to come over from something. So many times we got all of these things. And you ask Christians, how are they doing? Oh, brother, I'm just living under the circumstances. What are you doing under the circumstances? You're supposed to be standing on top of them. Put the circumstances under your feet. I tell you, so many things that need to happen in the body of Christ would get on. We could get on with the business that God had called us to if we stopped looking at the circumstances. My heart rejoiced last night when our sister said, God said, let's take an offering. Why shouldn't these cabins be built? Why shouldn't they be built? And why should it take a long time? People of God are hoarding their money. And Brother Speed told you last night, there's coming a day when your money's not going to be any good. You better be storing it up in the bank in heaven. I tell you, you better be storing up some treasures in heaven. You keep your money, and all of a sudden they're going to come and tell you all that stuff you've been stashing under your bed is no good. All glory. Then what are we going to do? You could have given it to the work of the Lord. You could have given it to the furtherance of the gospel. You could have given it to some ministry. You could have given it to some missionaries. I tell you, if you don't go, you better give. I'm telling you the truth. If you don't go, you better give. But there's all kind of good ministries that you can sow seed in. I love this camp. And I love these people. Because I came here, and I was carrying a lot of baggage. And they loved me enough that they prayed for me. And God set me free from some things that had been in my life over the years. Some things I didn't have any answers for. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. You've been wondering, how come this thing keeps bugging me and bugging me and bugging me? And how come it's in my mother and in my grandmother and in my great-grandmother and great-grandfather? All of these sins passed down from generation to generation. But how many of you know God knows how to get you where he wants you? And he knows just the right time. Probably if he'd have brought me any earlier, I wouldn't have believed it. God knows when we're ready for deliverance. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. I like that brother's song. Tired of being on your back. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Listen. We need to contend, brothers and sisters of the Lord, for health. We need to contend for those things which are rightfully ours. God wants us. He says in Revelation, he says, behold, Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He was standing outside of his church. I stand at the door and knock, trying to get in. If you've got an ear, open the door. He says, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. And you with me. And you know what else he says in the next place? He says, if you'll overcome, I'll cause you to sit with me on my throne. Not only was the king ushered in, but he invites us to come and sit on the throne with him. And so many times we're so caught up in other things that we don't begin to get a vision of heavenly things. One time the Lord spoke something to me and he says, the things that are happening in your life, where do they measure up eternally? Where do they measure up eternally? God's going to look on some of those things. He's going to say, wood. He's going to look on some other things, hay. He's going to look on some other stubble. It is only those precious things that are going to last. Some of you are holding on to your children. Can't seem to let them go. I want to share something with you that the Lord shared with me just a few weeks ago. Many of you may be like we are. And you want all your children to be wonderful and great. And certainly if you're in the ministry, you don't want anybody to know you got a child that may be giving you a little problem. But I tell you, when things go wrong with our children, it grieves us. Brings a real grief to our heart. And we have a couple of our children that haven't fully given themselves over to the Lord. And as a mother, it just really would bother me. And I was doing some ironing and I was listening to this tape. It was David Wilkerson and he began to talk about the enemy going after the precious ones. He began to talk about the harlot going after the precious ones. And I tell you, it was like life to me. Because it let me begin to look at something altogether different. This child who you think has gone so far off the track, why would the enemy waste time if there wasn't something precious in that child? That he is trying to destroy that child. That he's trying to take him out. But I tell you, the enemy goes after the precious ones, but they're precious in the sight of God also. What do? We hold on. We contend. It's like our sister said, when you've been contending, then it's time to start fighting. It's time to get mad at the devil. It's time to say enough is enough. You've been messing with my family long enough. Now take your hands off of them. God's given us a promise for our children. And we can believe and stand on the promises that God has given and begin to war and to fight for those children. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's been the delight of my heart. The other day, my son called me and I didn't prompt this, but he was talking to me and he said, Mama, will you do something for me? And I said, sure, honey, what is it? He said, Mama, will you pray for me? He said, Mama, will you pray for me? I said, honey, what do you want me to pray for? He said, I need you to pray for me for my attitude. It's all wrong. He said, I need you to pray for me because I'm smoking and I know I shouldn't be. And I said, all right, I'll pray for you. We had talked a long time. I said, we pray for you every day. I said, but I'll pray for you. I said, but I need to get off the phone right now. He said, well, all right. He said, but I'm going to call you back tomorrow. I said, all right. So he called me back the next day, and we were talking back and forth about a number of things. And I was getting ready to hang up, and he said, Mom, you forgot something. I said, I did what I forget. He said, you forgot to pray for me. I said, you want me to pray for you out loud? He goes, yeah, I want you to pray for me. Listen, you can try and try and try for years, but you begin to contend for the preciousness that's in that child. And all of a sudden, God begins to work behind the scenes, and things that you didn't know about, He's doing in the hearts of those children. And all of a sudden, they come around and begin to say the same things that you've been praying and asking for. I don't know where that came from, but I know God wants me to share it. There's something precious. There's something precious in your child that has gotten hooked on dope, and you feel like that there's no good future for him. Praise the preciousness that God has put within that child. There's something precious in the child that's got hooked on alcohol, and it seems like he's never going to get, or she's never going to get loose from it. Pray for that preciousness to be brought out in that child. For one of your children that may be incarcerated, pray for the preciousness that is in that child, that where they are, God will do the work and he'll finish what he started in that child. Listen, we have every right to contend for that which God has promised us. And he'll do it. Did you hear me? I said he'll do it. Somebody say amen. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Why? Because the King has already moved on your behalf and he's sitting on his throne. And he's not only inviting you, he's inviting your children to come and sit also. Because this promise is to you and to your children and to as many. Where are they? Are far off as our God, as the Lord shall call. You got any kids that are in a faraway land? Oh, honey, God will move. You begin to contend for the preciousness that's in that child. I knew that was a revelation from the Lord. I said, oh, Father, I just wept. I said, Father, thank you for sharing that with me. Thank you for speaking that to my heart. It brought comfort to my heart. I said, oh, Lord, now I can go on. Because I know you've got it all in control. Even when I don't think you're moving, God, you're working. You'd have to know this son who called and asked for prayer to know God's moving. But I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. I want you to stand to your feet. Hallelujah, Jesus. Brother Phil. Glory to Jesus. I want you to sing this song with me, and we're just going to worship the Lord. Many of you may know it and may have heard it. It's Anointing Fall on Me. And I want you to just raise your hands and just let that precious anointing of the Lord come down on you. Receive it tonight. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. You know you need a refreshing tonight. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Oh. it's just like raindrops coming down. Oh, just receive it tonight. Feel like the Holy Spirit wants to minister to many of you who have children that are in a far off country. You need some encouragement tonight to know that God cares. You need somebody else to lift your hands up and say, listen, you're going to make it and your kids are going to make it too. Some of you have been struggling with finances. The enemy's told you you're going to be poor, you're going to be poor, you're going to be poor always. We want to break that off of you tonight. You know, you don't have to be from a minority race to be under a slave mentality. Come on. So many people walk around as slaves. And they have that slave mentality about them. And they can never get free of it. God wants to loose the chains of slavery off of you tonight. By the Holy Spirit, there's somebody suffering with migraine headaches. Who is that? God wants you to come right now. He wants to touch you right now. Who's got the migraines? Who's had them? That's all right. That's all right. Come on, yes. By the Holy Spirit. Anybody else? Migraine headaches. Come right now. The Holy Spirit wants to touch you now. Hi, Susie. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want to tell you something, church. It's important that you continue to let your faith level stay high. There's no limit to what God will do in our midst. There's no limit to what God will do. Some of the things that we long to see don't happen because we get in a spectator mode rather than staying with our faith level high and saying, God, I know you're going to do it. We're believing for God. Listen, I warred today. I prayed today. I asked the Lord for signs and wonders. And I know He's done it time and again. And I believe that He'll do it tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, I thank you right now. I just loose her right now from this migraine headache. I loose this assault that's on her mind. Oh, and I thank you right now. Oh, thank you, Father, for healing. Oh, I release her from the tension and all of the anxiety that's come. I loose you from it right now. And even the chains and the bondages coming off right now in the name of Jesus. Every bit of it off right now by the power of Almighty God. Just receive it. It's right there, Susie. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, there it goes. Oh, there it goes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I loose her right now from these migraine headaches. I loose her from the assault of the enemy on her head. I loose her. I loose her right now from every bit of anxiety. I command it to come off right now in the name of Jesus. Loose her right now by the power of Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, for this child, Father, I thank you right now. We send the word to heal her right now from every bit of this anxiety. We break the powers of darkness off of her mind in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, and I thank you right now. We send your word to heal her in Jesus' name. And I loose you from worry in the name of Jesus. I command that foul spirit to come off of you right now in Jesus' name. Just lift your hands up, sweetheart. Oh, Father, I thank you right now. By the power of the Holy Spirit, honey, it's right there. Just receive it. Every bit of anxiety, come off of her right now. In Jesus' name. Every bit of worry and anxiety, loose off of her in the name of Jesus. Oh,
Oh, Jesus. Father, I thank you right now. I thank you right now that by your word, you're setting her free. You're setting her free. Father, I loose her. Loose her from every bit of hopelessness. Every bit of hopelessness.
Oh, all right.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, you are. Oh, go ahead. Yes, Lord. Yes. There it goes.
Yeah, there it comes. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm offering
right now. Lost unworthiness, my slaver now. Oh, da da da. Huh? There it goes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God, that's over her life. In the name of Jesus, that mental curse, God, I ask you, Lord, to break it right now and release her from it in the name of Jesus. We bind every evil spirit, every demon. I bind you that torments her. And in the name of Jesus, I command even that curse of insanity to be broken off of her. I command it to go in the name of Jesus. Loosen her now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus.
For your children, please come right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just all the way across the front here. Glory to Jesus. Oh, wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Just worship Him. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How many of you have a grief in your heart over your children? Hallelujah. You've got grief. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother, I loose you from that grief right now in the name of Jesus. I loose it off of you right now in the name of Jesus. I command it to go, even this wounding in your heart. Oh, I command it to go in the name of Jesus. I loose you from it right now by the power of Almighty God. I command it to come off of you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord.
Powers of confusion have tried to rob you even of the vision and mind of the Lord. We just bind it all.
Yes. Just keep your hands up if you've got grief. We're just moving by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, I loose her from this grief right now in the name of Jesus. Father, lift it off of her in the name of Jesus. Every foul spirit that has come to attach itself, even to keep her from moving into areas, Lord, that you have for her. Oh, Father, and Lord, the shame that's come over the situation. Father, I break it off of her tonight in the name of Jesus. I command it to come off of her right now in the name of Jesus. Every bit of shame and anxiety that's come over the years, Father, we loose her from it right now in Jesus' name. We loose her from it. Oh, Jesus. Speak peace to your mind. I speak peace to your mind. I speak peace to your mind. Jesus. Father, I loose her right now from it in the name of Jesus. all the grief, all the anxiety, all of it off in the name of Jesus. Every bit of it off of you right now in Jesus' name. Loose right now in Jesus' name. Every bit of it off in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sister, I loose you from it off right now in the name of Jesus. All that grief that's tormented you over your children, even the things that have kept you and held you, I loose you from it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Just lift your other hand up. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you right now that you're loosing her. Oh, by the authority of God, by the right hand of God. Just receive it. Just receive it. Just receive it. Don't pray. Just receive. Just receive. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lift that anxiety off of her, God. How is she going to work it out? Lift it off of her right now, Lord. Lift it off of her right now, Father. I thank you. Every bit of it. Every bit of it all. Oh, Jesus. Just receive. Oh, the Holy Spirit's right there. Holy Spirit. More for her, God. Just drink it in, honey. Thank you, Lord. More for her, God. More for her, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lift your other hand up, sister. Hallelujah. Oh, by the power of God, we loose you right now from the powers of darkness that's warred against your family. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, by the power of God, I loose you right now. Hallelujah. Praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I need somebody behind these people if they happen to fall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've got grief, just keep your hands up just by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I loose you from it right now in the name of Jesus. I command it to come off right now in Jesus' name. I command it to come off right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, and the torment that's in your life, honey, I loose you from it right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Put your hands up. Oh, I loose you from it right now. Every bit of anxiety and grief, every bit of it, come off of it right now in the name of Jesus. We loose you from it right now by the power of Almighty God. Oh, I thank you, God, that you're setting her free. Every bit of torment, every bit of torment, oh, over situations. Oh, Father, I thank you that you're loosing her right now by the power of Jesus. Jesus, and this worry, I loose it from it right now. Oh, honey, you've got a spirit of worry that's generational. We loose you from it right now in the name of Jesus. Come off of her mind right now in the name of Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.